Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Looking for fun and adventure? Look no further. This week, I have three new movies from around the world. A supernatural thriller set in Bavaria, a dark mystery in northwestern China, and an action comedy that takes place in outer space. Borderlands, co-written and directed by Eli Roth. It's outer space in a post-apocalyptic future dominated by a multi-planetary corporation known as Atlas. The worst place in the universe is the planet Pandora, once prosperous but now decrepit and desolate. That's where Atlas's CEO's daughter still lives. Pandora is a mecca for treasure hunters looking for a legendary vault, one that will probably provide limitless wealth to its discoverer. Tiny Tina, played by Ariana Greenblatt, Atlas's teenage daughter, still lives there, but when she is kidnapped by Roland, an ex-soldier, played by Kevin Hart, and Krieg, a deranged masked muscle man, played by Florian Muntianu, Atlas is furious, not least because his daughter may hold the key to that vault. So he, Atlas, played by Edgar Ramirez, approaches Lilith, played by Kate Blanchett, to bring her back. Lilith is a hard-boiled bounty hunter, notorious for her ruthlessness. She'll shoot anyone who gets in her way. And she hates Pandora with a passion, having lived a traumatic childhood there. But business is business, so when Atlas offers an enormous sum of money to complete this simple job, she flies off to rescue Tiny Tina. Problem is, it's anything but simple. Tiny Tina doesn't want to be rescued. She's also dangerous. The cute little teddy bear she carries with her, they're lethal explosives. Eventually, they do form a truce. Lilith, Roland, Tina, and Krieg, along with Claptrap, a wise-cracking R2-D2, and Tannis, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, an academic with a sketchy past. But can they fight off all those dangerous treasure hunters and monsters? And who in this group can be trusted? Borderlands is a science fiction action comedy based on a video game. It's filled with strangely shaped vehicles, scary monsters, and cool weapons. It has good special effects, too, and a stellar cast. Unfortunately, this movie kind of sucks. It's like a third or fourth-rate Mad Max. Eli Roth is a competent, though very gory, horror director, but he totally misses the boat on this one. Story stays close to the original game, but who wants to watch characters advancing to higher levels in a game you're not playing? It just doesn't translate into a movie plot. Cross a bridge before it collapses. Enter the elevator before the bad guys attack. Boring. The jokes are not funny, the script is awful, the CGI is relentless, and the characters are shamelessly stolen from movies like Blade Runner, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Tank Girl. Perhaps fans of the game will enjoy seeing their favorite characters on the big screen, but otherwise, I can't see any reason to watch this. Only the River Flows, co-written and directed by Wei Shujun. It's the early 1990s in China. Detective Ma Zhe, played by Zhu Yilong, is a recent arrival to Bampo, a rundown small town on the Yellow River. His wife is pregnant with their one child. He was an award-winning cop back in Yunnan before he transferred here, and the ambitious police chief, played by Ho Tianlai, has high hopes. He wants to move the police headquarters to an abandoned cinema across the street, but first, Ma's team must prove its crime-solving talent. Lucky for Ma, a kid finds a dead body by the riverside, or the riverbank. It's an old lady who tends her geese but rarely interacts with anyone else. She lives with a formerly homeless drifter she adopted, who people in the village call Madman. However, any evidence was washed away with a flowing river. A similar killing is discovered a few days later by the river, a local poet whose writing ties him to a single woman. Things are a lot of seemingly unconnected clues. A cassette tape found near a crime containing crucial information recorded on it. One interrogated witness admits his guilt, but is he telling the truth? The more clues they find, the less sure Ma is, and the longer he takes to close the file, the more agitated his ping-pong-playing police chief becomes. Eventually, truth merges with fantasy until Ma can't tell his dreams from reality. Can he regain his clear head and catch the real killer or killers? Or will this be his last case? Only the River Flows is a policier portraying an earlier China that's dirty and poor. Though it involves a series of killings, the mystery is less important than the mood. Dark, wet, and crumbling. There are some surprisingly memorable scenes, like a primitive CSI where they strike a hog carcass to determine which knife was used in a killing. The film manages to be cynical and satirical at the same time without being out-and-out depressing, poking fun at things like the PRC's obsession with official banners and awards. Acting is good, but the camera work and art direction is great, infusing the film with a miserable nostalgia. I've never seen a film by Wei Shujun before, but his reputation precedes him, and he was born after the film takes place. Not bad at all. Cuckoo, written and directed by Tilman Zinger. It's the forests of Bavaria in the not-so-distant past. Gretchen, played by Hunter Schafer, is a depressed and angry 17-year-old who carries a switchblade in her pocket. She likes scowling and playing goth music on her electric guitar. She was sent to Germany to stay with her divorced dad, his second wife, and their kid, Alma, played by Mila Liu, after her mom died. They live in a modern house near a seedy, isolated resort, named after the cuckoo, that they want to develop. The hotel is owned and run by a slimy control freak named Herr König, played by Dan Stevens, who hires Gretchen to work the front desk. "We need more English speakers," he says. But she soon discovers this guest house is no picnic. Female visitors are prone to vomiting and keeling over in the lobby for no reason. Strange noises and powerful invisible waves coming from nowhere wreak havoc with their brains. And when Gretchen rides her bike home one night, over Herr König's objections, she is closely followed and nearly killed by a terrifying hooded woman with round glasses and grasping claws running all the way. She narrowly escapes by seeking refuge inside a local hospital, but the police dismiss her scary experiences as just a prank by local kids. Her family and their friends, except her mute half-sister Alma and a bearded detective named Henry, they all seem to have turned against her. The longer Gretchen stays there, the more beaten up she gets, with an arm in a sling and gauze wrapped across her forehead. But every attempt to escape is thwarted by invisible forces fueled by time gaps in her memory. Can she ever get away from this godforsaken place? And who are the scary people here? Demons? Vampires? Werewolves? I'm not telling. Cuckoo is a highly original story of a sensitive girl, teenage girl trapped in a bizarre situation. It's a fantasy thriller horror, but different from anything I've ever seen. It's not set in any particular era, but probably the 1990s. Picture older hospital rooms, endless rows of filing cabinets, but no cell phones. Writer-director Tilman Zinger also composed some of the songs. acting is excellent, and more than that, the actors really seem to be enjoying themselves with the strange characters, especially Hunter Schafer from Euphoria and Dan Stevens from Downton Abbey. Cuckoo is funny, sexy, scary, totally unpredictable, and weird as all get out. I love this one. Borderlands, Only the River Flows, and Cuckoo all open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies Eats, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.